This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for May 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, a conference update, and on the international scene.
Post-quake Nepal MCOM cutback announced. India putting plans into place for better MCOM alerting. The United States Navy Marine Corps Mars program to stand down.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast is presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As you listen to this, there's only 1 week to go to our annual general meeting and conference in Hamilton. Council will be meeting in person on Friday the 29th of May as part of our conference weekend and have a full agenda for the day. This conference will also bring in some changes to those on council as we welcome Midlands Councillor Don McDonald, ZL3DMC, and newly appointed Southern District Councillor Alex Gordon, ZL4ARG. We'll also be farewelling outgoing Councillor Terry Thomas, ZL4TAE. Every alternate year, we welcome as guests to our conference visitors from the Wireless Institute of Australia. This year, we will have two members from their board of directors, Fred Swainston, VK3DAC, and Rowan Dollar, VK3ELF, in attendance. So please make them welcome at conference. In a departure from our usual Sunday night at conference, this year there will not be an official broadcast from the conference on Sunday night. As the result of a suggestion from our official broadcast officer, Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, your council has agreed that the requirement for an official broadcast from the venue on Sunday night is no longer essential. The amount of work involved in producing the Sunday official broadcast is quite significant, not the least for Debbie ZL2DL, our business manager, who has the task of putting much of it together. Replacing this official broadcast will be email reports using the NZART members' email reflector, followed up with a conference special report via headquarters info line, and postings on the NZART Facebook page. I believe in this way we can get the information out to you, our members, in a very timely manner. Callbook last year came out as a printed mini callbook and appears to have been well received. I need to ask you all again, what would you like to see at the end of this year? A callbook on CD-ROM? A full-size callbook like the 2012 edition? Another mini callbook? Or no callbook? Please let me or one of your councillors know what you'd like to receive this year. My thanks to those of you who have already given me some feedback. Council will be making a decision on this year's call book at our Friday conference meeting. This is my final official broadcast to you as President of NZART. When you next hear the broadcast, it will be to the voice of Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, your President for the 2015-2017 term. My thanks to all of you who have helped me during my term as President, and a special thanks to Debbie ZL2DL for her help and support. I have appreciated the positive comments and feedback received. Well, that's it from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan, the President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. An early reminder tonight from the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club of their annual junk sale and dinner to be held at their club rooms on Saturday the 18th of July. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables 900mm are just $10 and available on the day, if not all pre-sold. Donations of saleable items for the club table are gratefully accepted, but please no absolute rubbish items, as they don't sell and they cost money to dump. There'll be plenty of food for sale, sandwiches, cakes, sausages, bread, tea, coffee, Milo, etc. After the sale, the afternoon is left free for you to do your own thing. In the evening, there'll be the usual scrumptious three-course dinner at the Branch 28 warm and comfortable club rooms. How about soup, roast and dessert with a quiz session to follow? Meet and chat at 6 p.m. with dinner served at 6:30 p.m. and all for $15 a person. For table and meal bookings, contact Brian Winger, ZL1BSW, phone 027-4913-888 or email bwinger@extra.co.nz and do that by the 14th of July. For inquiries or further information about the sale, telephone Charlie Moat, ZL1DAC, at 09-434-7292 or email charliemoats, that's one word, charliemoats@extra.co.nz. That's the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club annual junk sale and dinner on Saturday the 18th of July. To Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to the NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, with conference only a week away, some of you may be disappointed that the official broadcast is being brought to you early. The amount of work that goes into the preparation of the conference, OB, is significant, and I, for one, am extremely grateful that we are trialling a new method this year. Rest assured, all of you who subscribe to HQ InfoLine will receive a special conference edition. For those of you who are not, I suggest you register on the NZART website for this informative fortnightly newsletter. Final subscription reminders were posted out last week. Sadly, we still have a considerable number outstanding, which will affect future subscriptions. If you or you know of someone who has yet to renew and are having trouble finding the full amount, please contact me, preferably after conference weekend. We have payment options that will make it easier for you to retain your membership with NZART. Finally, to those branches who recently received a letter from me regarding the public liability insurance, I would like to reiterate, if more than one branch declines the premium offered, NZART will not be in a position to arrange this for you. So far, I have received 4 acceptances of the 9 branches interested. Could those of you who have yet to advise me of their decision please do so within the next 2 weeks, after which time I can confirm if the offer will still be viable for you. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Well, it's just under a week now until we head to Hamilton, heart of the Waikato, for NZRT Conference 2015. With a final conference update, here's Alan Wallace at L1AMW.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Conference 2015 is almost here. Our committee's been busy, and we're ready to go. The venue's ready, the heaters are on, and we're waiting for the crowd. Firstly, if you've not registered yet, you've missed out on the early discount, but you're still very welcome to join us. We do ask, though, please do fill out a registration form and send it to us. We need to know the numbers for catering and planning. You can find a form in your latest break-in or on the web at the Hamilton branch webpage, zl1ux.org.nz. There's also a pointer to the page on the front of the NZART webpage at nzart.org.nz. If that's easier to remember. If you fill out the form and scan it and email it, then pay by internet banking, you'll be assured of a place. You're still okay, though, to come on the day with your payment, but remember the processing will take a bit longer that way. So, to the event. We're using the Kentucky Lounge of the Te Rapa Racecourse. Those travelling from Auckland should take the Te Rapa exit from the shiny new Northern Expressway. Or if from the south, you'll need to cruise past the main centre of the city to get to the northern Te Rapa suburb. There'll be a talk-in station operating at the gathering time each day on our linked 2-metre repeater network that's known as the Y Plenty Network. Tune in on 5675 on the west side of the city, 695 on the east, or 5575 if you're coming down from the north. The program starts on Friday evening with registrations from 4 o'clock. With time for socialising and browsing the raffles and commercial tables afterwards. We'll be closing up around 9 p.m. on the Friday. On Saturday, we open at 8 a.m. and start gathering in the main Kentucky Lounge from 10 to 9, ready for the opening ceremony at 9 o'clock. At the conclusion of the addresses, we'll enjoy morning tea together, and then the AGM will start at 10:30. As usual, any member of the association is welcome to the AGM, but only those registered may participate in the refreshments or remain after the meeting is concluded. There's special registration rates for the day only, so you can enjoy all aspects of any part if you don't have the whole weekend available. ARSC meet after the AGM, then we gather ready for the meal from 6:30 p.m., ready for dinner at 7. Sunday morning starts at 8 a.m., with meetings, forums and presentations right through to late afternoon, then a fun dinner with quiz from 7 p.m. Your partner's always welcome to come along. We're running a full alternative program each day, with a bus, going to wineries, artisan cheesemakers, special lunch locations and lots more. There's still some space on the bus, but it's getting very limited, so it's important that the alternative program registrations are received as early as possible to secure a seat. So there'll be lots happening in Hamilton next weekend. We all look forward to seeing you there. That's all we've got from here, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Alan. Alan Wallace at L1AMW, reporting for the Hamilton Conference team. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Amateur radio emergency operations on 20 meters that had resumed in the aftermath of the second Nepal earthquake now have been cut back. This according to Jayu Baid, VU2JAU, the Amateur Radio Society of India National Coordinator for Disaster Communications. Baid said he discussed the situation on May 17th with Satish Karel, 9N1AA, in Kathmandu, and that the decision was based on the fact that all systems in the affected region are now working normally. VU2JAU, 9N1AA, and others have been among those active on 14.215 MHz since the initial earthquake back on April 25th. As far as we know, this announcement only affects operations on 20 meters. Other groups may be operational throughout the rest of the amateur high-frequency spectrum. The Nepal quakes have made India's Mumbai government aware of the difficulty in reaching tourists through routine communication networks during natural disasters. Because of this, it has now decided to set up at least one emergency operation center equipped with a ham radio station in every district to communicate over during such disasters. There are about 400 licensed radio amateurs in the state, 40 of them from Mumbai, including doctors, lawyers, and engineers. More is online at tinyurl.com/ME29FPN. The U.S. Department of Defense is phasing out the U.S. Navy Marine Corps Military Auxiliary Radio System, or MARS, program. Its operational mission will transition to the other MARS service branches by the end of September. The head of the U.S. Navy Marine Corps MARS program in Williamsburg, Virginia, made the announcement. Current individual members and clubs are encouraged to begin submission of applications to U.S. Army MARS or U.S. Air Force MARS programs as soon as possible. The Navy Marine Corps MARS program also supports the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and local emergency management agencies. In DX Upfront, word that Cordell Expeditions has signed a contract with Nigel Jolly, owner and operator of the Braveheart, for the expedition to Heard Island and moved the project schedule to March and April of 2016. As of now, the ship will depart from Cape Town, South Africa, proceed directly to Heard Island, and finally to Fremantle, Australia. The stay at Heard Island will be nominally March 16th to April 8th, 2016, using the call sign VK0EK. While the radio operation is the primary goal, the team will also carry out a limited scientific program, including a search for new species that can enhance our understanding of biodiversity and the effects of climate change. A 12-month renewal for an amateur license in Australia is $51 as of April 5th. That's a drop of $24 from the $75 that applied to renewals earlier this year. The last time that Australian license fee renewals were at $51 was 20 years ago, in Australian dollars, of course. Translated into U.S. dollars, that's 80 cents for the U.S. dollar versus a full dollar in Australian currency. Effective November 1st, all 25 kHz land mobile radio licenses in New Zealand operating on frequencies below 470 MHz will be phased out, except for those used for supervisory C and data acquisition in C and D band spectrum blocks. These channels are being phased out to promote more efficient use of land mobile radio bands, reduce congestion, and align New Zealand with international land mobile radio practice. Affected licensees were informed of the phase-out deadline by letters sent in November of 2010. For now, with producer Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF in Los Angeles, plus our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Topeka, Kansas, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Onwards to Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's almost NZART conference time again, and of course that means it's also time for the Waro AGM, which takes place during the conference weekend in Hamilton. The Waro AGM will be held at the Tirapa Racecourse Conference and Function Centre, Ken Brown Drive, Hamilton, on Sunday the 31st of May, starting at 9 a.m. sharp. Waro President Kathy ZL280K is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be lodged during the Monday night Waro 80 meter net or emailed to any Waro executive member or myself. Last month I mentioned that we will have a sales table with Waro merchandise for sale to members, also items of crafts. There'll also be a raffle of a ladies' pamper basket. We're aiming to raise the profile of Waro, and any monies received will be donated to a worthy cause. Contributions for the sale table or the raffle are welcome, or if preferred, a donation to purchase items for inclusion in the raffle can be sent to our secretary, Val, ZL2FO. We welcome suggestions from Waro members for worthwhile recipients of the funds raised by Waro over the weekend. The Thelma Super Contest results will be announced at the Waro AGM as usual, and they'll be published in the NZART info line and break-in. I'll be at conference this year and look forward to meeting up with many of you. If you take photos during some of the planned activities, remember to send copies to our librarian Jolene, ZL1UJB, for the Waro history, and to the bulletin and break-in page editors. That's all for May from Waro, Jim. See you at conference. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, time for branch news. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just three items this evening, and we'll start with the Auckland Branch 02 NZART. The next meeting is on Saturday the 20th of June, starting at 1:30 p.m. at the clubroom at 400 St John's Road in Kohimarama in Auckland. At this meeting there'll be a video about Dick Smith's balloon trip around the world. To Hamilton and the newsletter of the Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89 NZART. The next meeting is on Saturday the 13th of June, starting at 1 p.m. with a barbecue pot lunch followed by a short meeting. There'll be an opportunity to have a hands-on experience with the new IC2730A and the IC718 transceivers, and some discussions concerning future antennas for the club. And finally to Branch 26, Nelson, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 17th of June at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms situated on the corner of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. There'll be an NZART conference report by Jim, ZL2BHF, and also a Dayton Convention report from Bob, ZL2RP. Okay, Jim, back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, the 5th of June. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. the next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for May 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.